Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I wanted to let you guys know, as a songwriter, artist, songwriting, Basic Jam Part 2 video, a song that I've written, is out. It's just been done to me by the little label that I'm working with that released my music. So I hope you like it. It's on Twitter and it's on Instagram. My Hollywood Dreams Forever album is out. It has the song Basic Jam Part 2. I wanted to let you know again, I wrote all songs on Broadcast Music BMI. I'm a professional songwriter, singer. 3, you know, being an artist, you get put downs a lot. It happens a lot. And I just want to say, trying to create, there are people in this society or in an environment that I experience don't understand my creative ambitions. I think some of them are either jealous or ignorant. I have a neighbor next door to me or neighbors across the street saying that I have a mental illness. I do not have no mental illness because I play my keyboard. I write songs for a living. I am professional. I get money for my songs, very little. So when this guy said I was mentally ill because I was practicing on my keyboard inside my home, he got a serious problem with reality. He should mind his business. But this happens to a lot of artists who write and play, practice in their homes or rehearsal studios, just ignore gossip or innuendo. I think it had to do with the police coming to my door with a misinformed of San Bernardino, and it was an ID theft situation. It was a misinterpretation, and I don't like when a neighbor say that I have a mental problem when I don't. Something is wrong with those people. Just like when some neighbors see me playing and singing, compare me to Nikki Sixx. That is, I think they're out of touch with reality. First of all, I'm a singer. I'm not known, and Nikki Sixx is famous. Nikki Sixx is a bass player. I am a singer, and I play the keyboard. So the guy's out of touch with reality. I think he's referring to a band that I practiced with a long time ago, 20 years ago, because I did all that. And he wants somebody else to sing that lead, and that's not going to happen in his lifetime. He's out of touch with reality. That was not a band to make it famous. He keeps saying something that never happened in the first place. I want to be famous, but the other guys in the band didn't. It was a jam band back in 2003, and he's talking about this 20 years later. I am the lead singer. I do not want to be compared to a famous, legendary artist who's a bass player. If he's talking about the business-oriented side of me, I don't get it, okay? I don't think that's fair for me to be compared to somebody that doesn't relate to me musically. If anything, if you would compare me to a music, I would say Elton John, because he plays piano and sing. Or John Bon Jovi. Well, I'm not in a band, but Bon Jovi, he sings and he's a band. Or some lead singer, because I was a lead singer in a group before, but it didn't happen. But as they said, a Hollywood dream is hard to do. It's hard to be an artist. Misinformed people make judgments on artists all the time. You make a song, you practice, or they see something, they think I'm crazy, or they're mentally ill, and that's not true. I ignore those misinformed people or ignorant people or jealous people. Something is wrong with them, not me. I'm just an artist. I am a professional songwriter, and I'm very little from it, but I am with BMI, and my songs have been released, so I have to practice as a keyboardist. Today I play my keyboard practicing on songs that have been released. And I didn't play it perfectly. It's because I haven't been practicing. I took a month off, sort of, because I was playing it because I needed to concentrate. But what I realized is that I must play all the time as a keyboardist, or I must sing to keep my skills up. So it's important for artists in this podcast to 3 things. Ignore and misinform people or ignorant people. As I said before, when I say these things about being compared to somebody that I'm totally different from or don't want me to sing lead or talking about some band that never was just for fun and it was not professional, why I wanted to be professional, is a sign of someone's illness and someone who don't want to make my, who don't want to see my dreams come true. So I stay away from dream killers. Dream killers happens all the time. So that's to me, to you, to the artists out there. Stay away from dream killers. Two, practice a lot. Because for me, a keyboardist, if I don't practice, my skills get worse. So I had to keep playing until I'm like perfect. Perfect all the time, you know. And, you know, playing an instrument requires constant practice because I have to write songs with the keyboard as well as play the original songs. I do original songs on it, and I need to keep my skills up because if I take a lot of time away, the skills, I have to start all over. And I think that's with guitarists or keyboardists. That's part of the practice of being a great musician. Three, videos and stuff are great, but if you write a song, if you're a songwriter like me, please, before you release a song, copyright it, protect it. So too many stuff going on in the industry. There are people who are sampling other people's music, unknown musicians. So my songs, you know, could have been sampled, and I don't even know. So protect your song so you can have the rights to it. Because when you hear about the Ed Sheeran and the Marvin Gaye situation, it's really sad. But still, it's a great thing to be a creator, which is part of my destiny. So Basic Jam Part 2 video is out. Hollywood Dream Forever album is out, which is not Basic Jam. Ignore put downs, ignore people. Because they're just jealous. They don't understand what it's like to be a creator. The music, when it's put out, is commercial. It is professional. It is professional when the music is put out on Vivo, when it's put out on Amazon, when it's put out on Heart Radio, when you hear my song, you can listen to my songs. If you can buy it off Amazon, you can buy it off iTunes. It's professional. I get paid. I don't get paid much, but I get paid. So I leave it there. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.